Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Father, bless you this morning. We celebrate you. Thank you for everything that you have done. We give you praise. Lord, as we enter your word, let your light shine forth in our hearts. In the name of Jesus. Father, we bind every satanic forces in this place that want to prevent us from having understanding of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can we put our hands together and celebrate God this morning? Please, you may have your seats. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you just help me welcome someone to church this morning? Tell the person you're welcome to church. Look at the next person sitting by your side. You're welcome to church. Say, we are not teaching. You're welcome to church. Say, you're welcome to church. Say, you're welcome to church. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. The Bible says, unto the Lord shall the gathering of his people be. So we're going to continue from where we stopped last week. Remember that we're doing a pre-conference teaching on the subject, speak the word. Last week we were saying that, the word of God is life. Jesus said, the word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. He said, and the light shines in darkness, and the darkness, what? Comprehended it not. So put up Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 1. So let's start from there again this morning. Hallelujah. Are you still with me? Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Just put it up. I'll be glad if you can do that this morning. Amen. Is he with us? All right. He said, So keep thy fruit when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready, not just be ready to hear, be more ready to do what? To hear, than to do what? Than to give the sacrifice of fools. For they consider not that they do what? Evil. So that one is very important. So if you are not more ready to hear, what you're doing is what? Is evil. What you're doing is what? Evil. So this is time for God's word. So if you're not ready to hear, what you're doing is what? All the sacrifice, the offering, the tithe, everything is evil before God. Do you understand? So let's see another translation, NLT. Amen. Please, can you put up NLT for me, sir? Okay. NLT. I like to see this. Amen. Is it what? All right. He said, as you enter the house of God, keep your ears open and your mouth shut. It is what? Evil to make mindless offering to God. Do you understand there? So, keep your mouth shut. Open your ears to hear. Be swift to hear. Slow to speak. So what he's saying here is that any other thing that you do in the house of God without hearing his word is evil. So that's how much value that God places on his word, because the word of God is God. So when you disdain God's word, what you're doing, you're disdaining God. John chapter 1. John chapter 1 verse 1. Look at that. John 1 verse 1. Amen. I'm just trying to this on you so that we can get it. Now look at this. In the beginning was the word. This is NLT. Okay. I was just quoting King James. In the beginning. Okay. Yeah. Good. In the beginning was the word, that's the word of God now, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So when I reject God's word, who am I rejecting? God. So when I refuse or fail to listen to the word, who am I failing to listen to? God. So you can't separate God. God from his word. Is that okay? So the theme of our conference is speak the word only. You see why that man said speak the word only. And you know that God is everywhere at the same time. So if I receive the word, who am I receiving? I'm receiving God. All right, let's go into today. Subject. My subject today is the technology of the spoken word. So you can put that down. The technology of the spoken word. You know why, you know, want to just share this morning? Because some people can speak the word and they say the word does not work. See, the word works. And the word will continue to work. You are too small. I am too small for the word not to work. As in, your matter is too small. Your case is too small to defy the efficacy of the word. The word will always work. But you must understand that there is a technology that makes it work. I mean, there is a principle that makes the word work. So, word from two different persons. One will work, one will work. So if you don't understand the technology, so you keep speaking and you won't see results. That's why a lot of people get frustrated. They say, you know, I'm speaking now, but it's not working. But understand that there is a technology. So God wants to expose us to that technology this morning. So let's begin by reading Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. Just see this. That's why you must get your pen and your paper and write. You don't get. Are you there? Now look at this. He said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. God is talking. That I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, this is the counsel now. Choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Now God said that, look, I have placed before you life and death. You can't choose it too, because where there's life, you know, death will not exist there. You get one. Blessing and cursing. You can't choose the two. It's either there is blessing or there is curse. He said, I advise you, I counsel you, put up NLT. I counsel you to choose life. Remember, we say that in the word, there is life. So I think you can connect that now. Today, I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessing and curses. Now, I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you will choose life, so that you and your descendants may live. So there are two things in this world, death and life. So it all depends on what you're choosing. Death and life, or blessing. Remember, life is blessing and death is curse. Now, like, when you are in a, is it a biology class or what? They will tell you the characteristics of living things. It's biology. Thank you, students. So they will tell you, in those days, there's an acronym we use, Mr. Najadi. So those part of those acronyms, you have excretion, you have respiration, you have growth, you have reproduction, you have irritability. You have all of that. You know them. Put your hands together for yourself. So what it means is that once you have an object that does not exhibit these things, does not grow, does not reproduce, that is, does not move, that is death. The thing is not alive. But the moment you now see an organism or an object exhibiting this thing, that means there is life in it. So for a person to be stagnant in life, that means there's death. If a person is not growing, if a person is not prosperous, the way you are 10 years ago, that's how you will still. There's debt. There's no movement. There's debt. There's no prosperity. There's death. A person's finances can be dead. A person's spiritual life can be dead. So, anytime somebody say, this person curse, when you talk about curse, what curse is, I was teaching on the other day, it's a force of retrogression. A force that stops you from moving forward. While blessing is a force that pushes you forward. So, they are both forces. But the point is, one will push you forward, while the other one will try to prevent you from moving forward. Or inhibit your speed. So you must look at it from that dimension. So, but God is saying here that these two things are always available for you at all times. So what becomes of your life, the result that you get in life, is your choice. And God can't take it from you. You have the power of making choice. Now, the truth is, if every member of the church will come to church on a Sunday, you won't have this. But there are many people that are at home. That's choice. And this spoken word that is coming to you now, they won't hear it because of the choice they've made on a Sunday morning. And God said, these things are always before you. And guess what he said? He said, I call on heaven and earth to bear witness that if you fail, it's not my fault. That's what God is saying. So when you are saying, oh God, why me? Oh God. God said, it's not my fault. It's as a result of your choice. They will tell us that your life is as a result of the cumulative decisions that you have made. It's not my fault. So let heaven and earth bear witness. So the next time, before you open your mouth to accuse God of anything, remember this scripture. So if it's not working, you not ask God, what have I done wrong? Or what should I be doing that I'm not doing now? You started the job or started something, and in the next 5 years, something is not happening. So there's a debt in there. There are some things that you ought to do. Life has not come into it. I say, you go to God, the author of life, and say, God, I need life in this thing. And then when he breathes upon it, life will come. He said, he breathed into the nostrils, and man became what? A living soul. Are we still together? So we're going to fly this morning. Look at Luke chapter 6, verse 5. So remember, we're talking about the chronology of the spoken word. If we're going there, just follow me. We land. And Jesus added, the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath. Is it? I said, Luke chapter 6, verse 45. I'm sorry. Luke 6, 45. Always use KJV for me so that when I tell you, you can change. Good. A good man. You seen it? Eh? Are you a good man? Are you a good woman? He said, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart. What does he do? He bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart. What does he do? He bringeth, produceth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart, his mouth will speak. Do you get what I'm? See what he's saying here. Before you, there's life and death. Then choose life. When you choose life, you become a good man.
and your heart will be filled with good things. And then he now says that, now this is technology now, he now says that when you are so filled with good things, it is out of it. Because he says that out of your belly shall flow. Not out of your pastor or out of anything. It is out of your belly. Out of the treasure that is inside. And when a spoken word, see, in other words, for you to speak life, you must have life. So if you are empty inside and you want to speak life and it's not working, you are wondering, why is it not working? There's something inside that needs to be corrected. Amen. Are we here? So keep these scriptures. A good man and an evil man is the treasure out of the abundance. It's not out of the little, the abundance, the quantity of the word that is inside, the quantity of life that is inside, the quantity and the quality of life that is inside. So when I ask you a question, maybe somebody is dealing with, you are sick or something, and I ask you a question, what is the quality and the quantity of scripture about healing you have inside? Before you can wake up and say, Lord, by his stripes I am healed. Or you can, before you can say, I can never be sick. Before you hear somebody, oh, pastor said I can never be sick, and you are confessing it. But one mosquito can bring you down malaria for the next 2 weeks. But you say, but pastor, have been confessing it. See, listen, it is out of the abundance of the heart. Do you understand what I'm saying here? So, in other words, you must load yourself. For when you have a gun, everybody can be afraid. Nobody can just put a gun now before you know everybody. But the day you realize, or the time you realize that that gun, there is no bullet in it, what will you do? No matter how sophisticated that weapon is, you won't be afraid. Because it's not, it's empty. And many Christians are empty barrels. You are going to war front with empty barrels. And when the battle will start, you try to press the trigger. Nothing will come out of it, but it's not loaded. So that's why he's saying that, look, when you come to the house of God, you are not ready to hear. He said, you don't know that what you're doing is evil. It's evil. Because the day that you are going to need that word is coming. He said, if you fail in the days of adversity, he said, your strength is small. So, you know, in this generation, we have people that don't have Bible. No, you're a Christian. You don't have Bible. Do you understand? You don't have. And some of you that have, Bible is still new, but you bought it 5 years ago. Do you understand what I'm saying? You bought it 5 years ago. As this is the man of God, he said, if you have a Bible that you can't write on, say, throw it away. Because you are not studying it. If you know the Bible, you write everywhere. Because as you are studying, revelation will come. If you have used the Bible for 5 years and they give you a brand new one that is far better than your Bible, you will prefer that old one. Because there is a lot of revelation inside that you have written. What are you doing? You're loading yourself. So you don't wake up one morning and be speaking, I declare, nothing will happen. It has to come from here. It has to come from there. So during the conference, we are going to be confessing.
we are going to be speaking word.
But so that's why I'm teaching this. You have to prepare yourself. Get a manual. Any matter at all is in the word. Any matter at all is in the word. Go and get the word. Carry the scripture. Write them down. Thank God you have Android phone. You can do a search. Scriptures will come out. If you don't know, go and ask. Scripture will come out. Carry those scriptures. Meditate on them. Read them. During the conference and come and ready to confess. And when you start confessing, you see whether power will not be released. Because it is out of the abundance of the heart a man speaks.
Amen. Am I making sense at all? Let's look at other scriptures. Do you know some people can speak curse? As in curse. A man is so loaded with curse, he will speak curse. Do you understand? He said, it's a fountain. Sweet and bitter water can't come out at the same time. He said, with the mouth. I think the book of James. So James chapter 3. He said, you are speaking. Now, that's why, you see, so shame on you. If you just... You or anybody, if you open your mouth and say you want to curse somebody, I will curse you. Or curse your generation. What you are saying is that what you are loaded it is with curse. That you have curse inside. So it is out of your... So I will place a curse on you. And unfortunately, there are some pastors that say that, say, I will place a curse on you. You can't do that when you are full of life. Because this business is to bless. This business is to bless. As when we were young, they taught us, I don't know those little children these days, they will tell you that if anybody do you wrong, just say, God bless you. I mean, have you know that? Huh? It might look childish, but that is it. Regardless of what anybody does to you, is God bless you. Because what you are full of is blessing. I can't curse. The only people that are entitled to cursing is devil and satanic spirit. You can't look at a human being like you can be cursing. Okay, if the person carry curse, you want to add your own to it. Glory be to God. So it's important for you to know it. Now let's look at other scriptures. Matthew chapter 12, verse 31. Matthew 12, 34. Watch this now. He said, O generations of what generation of past, how can you evil speak good things? If you are evil, I placed before you life and death. How can you be evil? For they consider not that they do what? Evil. How can you be evil? That is, every time you are rejecting God's word, you don't study God's word, you don't read God's word, you become evil. There's no neutral ground. If you are not studying God's word, you are storing evil. So he says, how can you be evil? Speak good things. Satan, I command you, get out of my family. He won't go because you are evil yourself. You see, I understand these things. And you see that. See, how can you be evil? Speak good things. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth what will speak. Are you seeing it? So, see, this thing is simple. Load yourself and give what you have loaded yourself out by speaking it. Remember, I said that this thing is activated by voice. But what is the content
of what you are seeing determines with what you load yourself with.
I was in those days many years ago. I started investing on buying Bible. That should be close to, it should be going to 30 years now, or let's say 20 years. I bought a Bible, Thompson Chain reference, still with me. I still use it, a very valuable material, for 5,000. Many years. That's an investment. But that Bible today is close to 150,000. I asked one of my daughter to go and check. There's a Bible Dick's Bible. I asked her to go and check. It's not 300,000 for one Bible. So let me ask you, what is the amount of Bible you have bought, if you have one? The one they said 2.5. Do you understand? That's to know what investment you are making on your spiritual life. Because all of these things, the materials I'm talking, they are references. They are commentaries. You buy commentaries. I have one commentary like this, Matthew Henry commentary. Very big, it's like this. Those of you that have come to my house, you've seen it. And the fonts are very tiny. Because if the font were to be big, would have gotten to this stage, this height. But these are materials. Why? Because a person is hungry. You don't want to be evil. Because an evil man cannot speak good things. So when I was asking, are you an evil person? You say, no, I'm not evil. But he says that you don't know that you do evil. He says, for they consider not that what they are doing is evil. So a worthless Christian. Not you see, but I evil, I don't know. So you don't see pastor say I'm but you don't know that what you're doing is evil. When you don't study God's word, when you don't place premium value on the word. Glory be to God. So let's return back. So what should you do? Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. I'll just run fast. Watch this now. All generation. No, Proverbs. I'm just going to Proverbs now. Thank you. Proverbs chapter 4. Now watch. This is what you do. It said, hear ye children. No, 4. 23. This is what you do. Keep thy heart with what? Some or all. Some, talk to me, church. Some or all. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Keep it with all diligence. That's your heart. That place where the Bible says out of it. He said, keep it, protect it. Use another translation for me. Keep it, protect it. Because out of it comes the issues of life. That's where your light emanates from. Look at this translation now. NLT or any other translation, can you put it there? Guard. Security guard. Some people guard our money, guard our house. You employ, you pay. Security post, you have it in your house. But your house, your heart is left empty. Exposed. Guard your heart above all else, above your car, above your house, above your money, both the one in the bank and the one that is in your, you know what, you know where it is. Do you understand? He said, above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Now, what did he say? He said, I've placed before you life and death. Choose one. Because what you choose determines the course of your life. So he's telling you now that what you allow into your heart will determine how your life ends up. So if you are the devil
and you have read this thing, what will you do? You target the heart. And that's what the devil is doing. Go to social media and see. Go to TikTok and see. If you're a young man, you want to keep your sanctity, you come and see naked girls everywhere. Go to you are not doing anything though. But then once your eyes see, it will enter your heart. Do you understand? And the day you are trying to pray, but that prayer is not going anywhere. Because something in your... Do you understand what I'm saying? So, he will target your heart. Because he knows that that heart is the steering wheel. And once he sits on the steering, it is the person that sits on the steering wheel that determines the direction of the journey. So, he determines the speed, determines the direction. The drive, you can see, once you sit at the back seat, it is where he decides. That's where he will take you to. Do you understand what I'm saying here? And so when your heart is so filled with a lot of negativity, you can't speak positivity. So that's why he's saying this. Guard it. Because that's the target of the devil. I'm telling you why Christians speak the word and there is no result. That's what I'm trying to teach you now. So he says, I will determine where you go. How this, some of you have dreams, so as in dreams, vision, this is what I'll become in life. The devil says, okay, if you like, dream from here to Jerusalem. I don't care. But once I get a hold of your heart, I will determine where you end up. You'll be dreaming, saying, oh, one day I'll be a man of God. I'll be traveling from east to west. I'll be moving from where? Hey, that's okay. The devil won't attack you. But let him just get a hold of your heart. He will determine where you end up. So God is saying, oh boy, you know what? Guard it. One translation will say, keep vigilant watch. One where you get vigilante. You understand? When you employ vigilante to guard, that place is so important that the God say, keep it, because that's where is the engine room of your life. And the only thing that can keep the devil out of your heart is the word. Because that's what carries life. In him was life, and the life was the what? Light of men. Are we together, church? Yeah. So that place is very important. Let's move on. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Now let's go to Mark 11:23. You see that? So I'm just put that Mark 11:23. Go to Mark 11:23. Are you there? I tell you the truth. Jesus was telling disciples. Mark 11:23. Okay. Verily, verily, I say unto you that whosoever is your pastor, including members, including anybody, he said, whosoever, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into where the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart what will happen, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. What will happen? He shall have whatsoever he said. Do you get what I'm saying here? So that means the word of God, when spoken, will work. You can say to anything, sickness, get out. Satan, get out. You believe in your heart. Now underline the word heart. Where are you going to believe? Your heart. So what about that heart if it's filled with evil? What happens is that when the word enters, that evil in the heart, we shoot it. And so that by the time you are not speaking to mountain, you say, you speak to me for what? Do you get what I'm saying? Shall believe in the heart. Where unbelief comes from is from the heart. So, and what is the, you will see that, I'll show you. See, what is that? See, all those things that you allow into your heart, you are lying, you are watching movies, season films, Telemundo, all those things, all this Korean movie, you are watching, you stay and you watch, you stay to watch, and then you want to come and speak. Ain't going to work, brother. It's not going to work. But he said, anybody can speak the word and get results, whosoever. But it is predetermined on the content of your heart if the word will work or not. Look at the seven sons of Sceva. Acts chapter 19. Acts 19, 13 to 20. Just an example. And then I'll just do a summary. We'll close this morning. Am I making sense? Are you enjoying what I'm teaching? Yes, sir. Okay, good. Let's go there. Acts chapter 19. It said, then a certain of the vagabond. Look at the description here. Vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits. Now, what they're saying that because they seen Jesus, did it? They seen Paul. The Paul will just speak to, yeah, demon, get out. Spoken words. And demon will just fly. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. He will just walk. Spoken words. And that will say, whosoever, as Paul is doing it, you can also do it and it will walk. But they didn't say, okay, since Bible says whosoever, since whosoever, we are part of it, let us do this whosoever now and try. Now look at what they did. He said, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits. The name of the Lord Jesus, they are calling the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we are drawn first. That's the wrong thing, no? You can't beg demons. He said, we are drawn, we will beg you by Jesus, whom Paul preached. Because we notice that this name is very powerful. Next verse. And there were seven of them, of Sceva, a Jew, and a chief of the priest, which did so. Next verse. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus, I know. And Paul, I also know. I respect them. He said, but who are you? It's not the cause. So when they say, who are you? It's not the cause. And what they were simply saying, what content do you have to speak to me? Who are you? So, you know, when you are speaking to mountain and the mountain refuses to move, what the mountain is asking you, who are you? When you are speaking to sickness and the sickness refuses to obey, he's just asking you, who are you? Who are you to be talking to me to go? Who are you? So ask yourself now, where be? Hey, God, so I can see Anna. Who are you? What the level of your authority in the world? Now look at the next verse. Look at the resultant effect. And the man, one man, the man in whom the evil spirit was leap on them and overcame them. See, I had problem overcome people now. Even though you have spoken the word for 20 years, it will still overcome. Overcame them and prevail against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. Hey, Christian, you still get wounded. After all the confession that you have made, you are still being naked, disgraced in public, but you have still not answered the question, who are you? Some people were having problem. He should go and meet pastor and say, pastor, this and the pastor will tell them, say, you need to fast for 7 days and all of that. Without the content of the word, you won't open one part of the scripture and say, hey, let me. No. You just be praying and praying and praying and praying. Prayer without the foundation of the word won't work. You have to understand these things. Because the only thing that God respects is his word. Glory be to God. Now look at Matthew chapter 13. Let's see that. I don't know if I even have the time to do that. Let me check my time. Matthew chapter 13. Now watch this. I will just be fast about this. Then I'll just give you the three key and then we'll close. He said, then, Matthew 13, the same day when Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside. Next verse. Just be fast. And great multitude were gathered together unto him, so that he went into the ship and sat, and the word and the whole multitude stood on the shore. Next verse. Just want you to understand this now. He spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. Next verse. Don't forget this story. And when he sowed, some seed fell by the what? Wayside. And the fowls of the and the fowl came and devoured them up, because they fell by the wayside. Amen. Now that seed is the word of God. So when he's coming and he's falling by the wayside, remember that there are some things that will come in. The breath, powers of the earth, the birds will come and take it away. Satan will steal the word. But he knows that it is only the word that gives you power. So he will steal it. Next verse. Now imagine you have had the word of God and the word has been stolen. And you want to speak. You're speaking from an empty vessel. Bible says they make the loudest noise. No, it's not the Bible, as in empty vessels. And that's Simba, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Yeah, you make sounds. I think that's where they got that phrase called empty vessels make the loudest noise. You know, really, principle-wise, that's why all these drums, they are empty inside. So when you play them, they'll be loud. It's not good there. Okay. Some fell upon stony places where they had no much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth, quantity and quality of word. Do you get next verse? Okay, this is next verse. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no roots, they withered away. Next verse. And some fell among what? Thorns. This one for Gen Z people. This generation. Some fell among what? Thorns. And the thorns sprung up. Not the seed now. The thorns sprung up and choked them. Next verse. But others fell into good ground and brought forth some an hundredfold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Depends on the quality and what? The quantity. Are we together? Go to verse 10. Let's jump. Let's see where Jesus was analyzing it. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? Next verse. Let's be fast. He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Let's go to verse 30. Okay, let's just read. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever had not, from him shall be taken away, even that he had. Next verse. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. Next verse. And in them, next verse, just go next verse. For the next verse. Next verse.
Next verse. Just go to next verse. Now, hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. Now, that was the parable. Now, Jesus wants to explain what the parable means in literal terms. Next verse. Go to next verse, please. Verse 19. When anyone heareth the word, that's the first one, wayside, heareth the word of the kingdom, and understandeth it not. That's what it means to fall by the wayside. Are you on this? That's why I keep asking you, are you understanding what I am saying? Is it making sense to you? What I'm teaching, are you understanding it? If you don't understand, he has fallen by the wayside. And the fowls of the air will come. That's why we meditate. When you meditate, it gives you a deeper understanding of the word. So that it can sink in. Otherwise, Satan is coming to steal it. So he says, when, say, what's it called? Understandeth it not. Then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receiveth seed by the wayside. Next verse. But he that receiveth the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and now with joy, he's excited with joy, receiveth it. Wow, oh, pastor, right down, pastor, yes, oh, pastor, you're excited. Whoa, what of God, hallelujah, God, amen to God. You shake your body, ah, receive the word. He's excited. Next verse, look at this. Is this the next verse? Yet, with all that excitement, had he no root in himself. That word did not go deep in the heart. He said, but endureth for a while, stays for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth, now because of the word. Now listen, there are some things that you are facing. It's not because of it, because of the word that you have received. See, they are not attacking you, they are attacking the word. Because the first thing is excited. The word did not even enter because you didn't understand it. He fell by the wayside. You just pick it. You'll be going your own. But this one, you have received it into your heart. But because it's not deep, so that will say, that thing that entered, I want to remove it. So it comes with persecution, temptation, trials. And then you will not be wondering, what did I do to be facing all these kind of challenges? It's the word that you got on Sunday. Do you understand what I'm saying here? So he wants to do an operation and remove that word so that you'll be empty. So the day you say, Satan, get out of this place, here, word not day, nothing, it's empty barrel. So that's why he said, when you receive it, you guard it. Protect it. Protect it. Because that's where the issue of life. So he see here that when persecution and tribulation, because of the word, by and by, he's offended. You just made up your mind. You see, Lord, I want to serve you, Almighty God. I want to be dedicated to the work of God. I want to do that very day that you have promised God, and you pray and you fast, that very day is that day that the pastor knows that he wants to raise his voice on you. Will you get out? Will you shut up here, pastor? And then he said, me, pastor, God. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Now, if that word that you had is not deep, you will backslide. You'll be offended. Do you understand? These are these things. They are spiritual things, and you don't know. He said, by and by, he's offended. And once offense comes, game over. Game over. That's why this offense, very powerful. That's why the Bible says, even if you want to pray, you remember. You keep that thing there. Go and settle before you come back, because you'll be offering sacrifice of food. I don't know how people used to do it. You come to church, you are even doing enmity against your brother, and you see, watch, I don't know how you do it. That's so great. How great that my pastor will say,
How do you still pray? Glory be to God. He's offended. Next verse. Look at this. He also that receiveth seed among tongues. Look at this one, Gen Z. Is he that heareth the word. Hears the word. And the cares of this world. And the deceitfulness of riches. Please, can you? We'll choke the word. And he becometh what? Unfruitful. Now put it another translation. That shook. Some people say, let me shook. Is it shock or this? Okay, let's seek it for NLT. The seed that falls on a good. No. Go back now. 23. Want to see that? Good. The seed that falls among tongues represent those who hear God's word, but all too quickly the message is crowded out by what? Worries of life and the lure of wealth. So no fruit is produced. How to get money, how to make money. See what the, see, I like that King James. Say the deceitfulness of riches. Deceitfulness. Wealth can deceive. How to serve God now? Okay, hey, go and serve. You know, you need to make making money. And you forsake your Bible study. When it's time for midweek service, where you want to hear the word and you have something. Let me just go. Hey, church, not the close now. I don't come this week. See, deceitfulness of riches. He deceives you. Amen. Deceitfulness of riches. God said, you can't serve mammon and God at the same time. They are two immutable things. Two exclusive events. You either honor one and despise the other. It causes the deceitfulness of riches. That you're hammer now. When I go, when I pay my tithe, I will even build this church. Deceitfulness of riches. He said, Bible says many have converted themselves and pierced themselves with many sorrows. Many have converted wealth and pierced themselves with many sorrows. And remember, the Bible says in, is it not Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18? He said, you will remember the Lord your God that giveth the power, a bonocratia, to make wealth. He's saying that the word that you receive into your heart is that one that has the capacity to help you generate wealth. But he said, leave the word and answer me. That's how he deceives. So that thing that has the power to give you wealth, you just excuse it away and then you go after the word by your strength. That's why the Bible says that by strength shall no man prevail. That's what he's calling the deceitfulness of riches. And the cares of this world. How many like do I have on my Facebook? When you should be studying the word of God. Do you understand it? See, this word is powerful. It has to enter your heart. If it's not entering your heart on a daily basis, you are an evil man. An evil woman. So you see that man, when he said, Lord, speak the word only, he knows what he was saying. Because he knows the person that wants to speak the word. But Jesus said, I don't see anything without hearing from my Father. Because his heart was filled with the word. So let me just give you a summary and then we'll close. The things I've been saying, let me summarize it. So this is the technology of the word. Number one, you change your being, who you are. That's when you change your being. So the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. So what that means is that you now have the capacity to receive God's word. Because the Bible says that a natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit. So if you are not born again, you don't have capacity to even receive the word of God. Do you understand? So you have to be born again. That's your being. Amen. Then the second thing is you receive the word. So you receive the word of God. Load yourself with the word of God. How do you load yourself with the word of God? You read books. You read the Bible. Do Bible study. Listen to tape. Listen to your prophet. You know, meditate on the word of God. In Romans chapter 10 verse 17, he said, faith comes by what? Hearing. And hearing what? By the word. Glory be to God. So one is, you what? You change your being. When a man be in Christ, a new creature, all things are passed away. Everything becomes new. Glory be to God. Number two, you receive the word. Number three, you speak the word.
Amen.
Speak the word what? Only. That's Matthew chapter, Mark 11, 23. Any man, anyone, you can say to this mountain, either speak the word. Don't just have the word. Speak it. Because it is activated by voice. Every day of your life. Once you receive any understanding you have. Remember, he says, if you fail by the wayside, you don't understand it. But once you understand, he said, by his stripes, you were healed. So by the understanding, you can say, I can never be sick another day of my life. You read Matthew chapter 8, I think verse 17. He said, himself took away our infirmities. Surely, he bore our grief. He took them away. So if he took them away, so I don't have them anymore. And once you have that understanding, you can say, I can never be sick another day of my life. And as you say, that's how it is. Because it is based on the understanding. Out of the habit. Don't be loaded with the words and not speak. Otherwise, a walking encyclopedia, but a living. Are loaded with the word, but we don't see a mountain surrounding you, preventing you from going to the place where you want to go. Because you're not using your mouth. Speak.
Glory be to God.
So you can look at cancer and say, cancer, out of this. And it will obey. Because the cancer itself, you know what you're speaking. You know, cancer, they say, is a dead cell.
Dead cell.
So the word of God in him was. So I told you last week, anytime that life comes in contact with death, that you see, the word of God is quick and power. That word quick is life. So anything you see that is contradistinctive to the provision of the scripture, you speak. And until you speak, nothing will happen. 16 verse 18, I'm sure this, I just want to show something. Use NLT for me. We're praying. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody holler, thank you, Jesus. Verse 18, 16, 18.
Put verse 18.
18, not 8. 18. Is it up to 18? Eh? Now I say unto you that you are, and upon this rock, the understanding of the word. He said, I will build my church, and all the powers of hair will not want conquer it. Oh, not some. That's how powerful the word of God is. Next verse. Look at this. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom. Have you received it? By the word. That's how you receive it. Whatever you forbid on earth. Do you understand it now? Will be forbidden in heaven. And whatever you permit on earth. Permitted in heaven. Now, where is it initiated? It's on earth. And who does it? And how do you do it? He said, life and death is in your hand. It's not in my hand. That's what God is saying. I am poor. Permitted it. The day you read, the day you will read and understand that he became poor, that I might be rich. So that through his poverty, do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. You say, look, I can't permit this poverty, this lack. The day you read Psalm 23 verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd. I will never, you understand what I'm saying? You can wake up and say, I can never be broke another day of my life. Because that word has entered. He said, see, when you permit it, it will be there. As long as you wake up one morning and say, look, this thing. Are we together? So let's bow down our heads and talk to God this morning. Can then begin to pray for the gift to receive.